Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great end of August and beginning of September.
Moving too fast.
Actually, I'm glad we hurried up to get to this point because hunting seasons are beginning to open. And quite honestly, we'll be talking about weather in the next segment. It looks exciting.
Yes.
It looks inviting. It looks like Texas. So we've got a great guest today, a gentleman I met a couple of years ago, owner of Carroll's Gun Shop down in Wharton, John Hurlitz. And he, in his previous adult life,
yes,
was a firearm manufacturer rep, particularly on the shotgun side.
Okay.
And he
yellow
just has a wealth of information. Great, great store if you've never been there. And if you're looking for something, pretty good chance they're going
to
have it.
We'll
get into
stuff,
more of that later on. So y'all do stick around. And remember, we're listening to the reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Yes, we are.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And we're going to have this weekend the battle of weather forecasts.
Oh.
Yeah, because we've had the heat in August. That was, and the month of August, according to the Olds Farmer's Almanac, was supposed to be a 1 degree below.
Mm-hmm.
And not sure that it wasn't, because it wasn't as hot as it was last year.
Yeah.
But then projecting ahead to the extended forecast of some of the weather services that admit that beyond 3 days, their accuracy drops down to 50%. They're calling.
I think it's worse than that.
Yeah, I agree. They drop down to 50% and saying that it's going to be a lot cooler. In fact, we're going to have a very early fall. And looking at some of the models on some of the services that I monitor, yeah, I mean, it does look like. According to the Olds Farmer's Almanac, mentioned August supposed to be 1 degree below average and precipitation average in the north. 2.5 inches above in the south. Don't know that we got the 2.5 inches above in the south. However, in September, 1 degree below precipitation, 2 inches below in the north, and 3 inches above in the south. We shall see what, you know, what's coming up. As everyone knows, this weekend, we're saying goodbye to August and saying hello, September. As hunting seasons begin, and if you missed the show last week, go back and go to the Texas Outdoor News website and listen to our interview with Owen Fitzsimmons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, quite honestly, it sounds like the majority of the state is going to have just a banner year for both mourning and white wing, as well as Eurasian dove. So lots of good things going there. What you got for us?
I was going to say another reminder, get your license.
Yeah, most definitely. They do expire on this Saturday, August 31st, and then Sunday morning. Do not go fishing. Do not go hunting unless you have the new license.
There you go. Anyway, our friends in the government. Okay. New bipartisan legislation introduced in the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives aims to increase efforts to conserve big game migration corridors and create wildlife crossings. The Wildlife Movement Through Partnerships Act would work in coordination with 2018's Secretarial Order 3362, improving habitat quality in western big game, winter range, and migration corridors, as well as the Wildlife Crossings Pilot Program within the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act passed in 21. This legislation would promote habitat connectivity for migratory species and improve habitat quality by providing financial and technical assistance to state and tribal fish and wildlife agencies, private landowners, and non-governmental organizations. It would also direct the Department of the Interior, Department of Agriculture, Department of Transportation to coordinate efforts in conjunction with those entities. Okay. A lot of fingers in the pie on that one.
Been following that through the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, their involvement. It's really a very, very worthwhile. In fact, to give you an example of what this is trying to prevent happening again is just north of Jackson, Wyoming.
Yes.
Yeah. The elk refuge. Uh-huh. At one time, 18 to 20,000 elk were wintered there.
Right.
Then with wolves, bears, change, I think it's down to about 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is the migration corridor was checked as the town of Jackson was developed.
Right.
So this is a way to get around that. Here in the Lone Star State, did you realize red snapper season still going on in federal waters?
No, I did not.
Yeah, well, they're just now putting the notice out
for
folks to keep up with, because it was supposed to close back mid-April 23rd, 26th, something like that. But it's going to continue until Friday, September 6th. I hear your voices going, why? Well, it's because of Hurricane Beryl and the inability for anglers to get offshore to fish and catch. And the season length is determined by when you meet the allowable catch.
Okay.
So
there's more catch allowed.
Well, actually,
available, I mean. Yeah.
The days are extended to allow for the catch.
Right.
On September 6th, a closing date concludes a 98-day season in federal waters. Of course, after that, you'll be able to fish out to 9 nautical miles in state waters. And our friend Robin Rikers, head of the Coastal Fisheries, made the comment that it's just the state's way. Regional management is what all the Gulf states argued for and got, is to monitor. What we as anglers need to do is we need to report our catch so the information is accurate. And there is a new named app. I think we mentioned it last week, but it's now called Texas Hunt and Fish, and the app allows you to report snapper landings. Speaking about fishing,
yes.
Over the past 20 years, the Texas Freshwater Fishery fish stamp has been instrumental in advancing management and conservation of freshwater fisheries. This actually, Harold, replaced the old, remember the trout stamp that
right.
we had years ago? And that sold from 85 to 2003. Funds have enabled TPWD to purchase fish as needed to supplement production of the state fish hatchery system. But more importantly, with aging infrastructure, advancement of fish hatchery technologies and practices, the modernization of our hatcheries. So that's pretty cool. And we would be remiss if we didn't go ahead, even though there's going to be a hunting section later in the show, to give you dates so everybody can get out and get after it.
Okay.
No, November zone dove, September 1 through November 10, then resuming December 20 through January 7. Central zone, September 1 through October 27, resuming December 13th through January 14th. South zone, September 14th through October 27, and then resuming December 13th through January 1st. And then the six special white-winged dove days are Sunday, September 1 through Monday, September 2nd, Friday, September 6th through Sunday, September 8th, and then Friday, September 13th. Now, remember, on the six dove days, you can't start hunting till noon to sunset. Everywhere else, it's sunrise to sunset, okay, until the South Zone gets into their regular season that we mentioned started on the 14th. You look confused.
Well,
go get the app.
if I didn't write that down, where do I go?
Go to the Outdoor Annual. Download the app. Yeah. I mean, it'll have your license information in there, just all the information. And even though I gave the late dates, quite interesting that that late season that is so underutilized because so many people are hunting deer.
Right.
If you're a bird hunter, you got to hunt the late season.
Ah.
Just absolutely phenomenal. Our friend Ryan Gardner up with 24 Outfitters south of Abilene. Phenomenal shoot.
Right.
Stay on fishing?
Yeah.
You think so?
Sure.
This is the final days of the CCA Star Tournament leaderboard that concludes Monday at 5 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so what do we got?
Well, again, our favorite category, and these kids have been leading ever since this thing started. You know they're just, but the Star Kids Scholarship Division, $30,000 scholarship for the leader, and then it pays all the way down to fourth runner-up, $2,500. Leader still, Sheepshead, 7-pound, 13-ounce Caden Smith, who is 10. Gafftop, 6-pound, 4-ounce Easton Deeds, who is 7.
In the Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, same payout with four runner-ups. The leader, Cooper Stratkus, 7-pound, 13-ounce sheepshead. And the gaff top leader is a 6-pound, 13-ounce fish caught by Jonah Choppa.
Okay, at the Inshore Division, this is by weight. The leader in this one, this is for a boat package. Sheepshead, 10-pound, 7-ounce Larry Holman. Gaff top, 7-pound, 9-ounce Clifton Williams Jr. Black drum, 17-pound, 2-ounce Holden Ashworth.
In the Hoffpower Offshore Division, Kingfish leader remains a 55-pound, 7-ounce smoker caught by Braden Minnies. The Dorado leader is 34-pound, 8-ounce fish caught by Brady Davis. Michael May caught a 61-pound, 3-ounce ling to lead that division. And Red Snapper, good fish. Ronald Assad, 24 pounds, 7 ounces.
And the Red Tag Division, there's tagged redfish out there. You catch them, you're going to win a brand new F-154 truck, Haney boat, Mercury motor, Coastline trailer, and still only two have been caught, Zeke Wiltsey and Jansen Miller.
I'm going to have to check with Bill Kenny, mm-hmm. Texas Star Tournament leader, right. Director, and find out what he's going to do if those other three boats are still around.
I got room in my driveway.
I got room, too. I was same place, you know. Yeah. So, and then in the blue tag division, there are 10 spots and only one tagged redfish for that transboat boat, the Mercury Motor Coastline Package, Adrian Gutierrez.
Get out this weekend. Fish, 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 fish.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, best bets, outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Haha! But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. And this portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years, with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good, original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got some at my little piece of hill country heaven I've had for over 20 years, and they're still doing the job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That's B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's The Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And you can see The Blind, VersaBlind, as well as the new cottonseed feeder at Gibson's there in Kerrville, Moyways Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area, as well as Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend, plus Monday through Wednesday, a string of good days. Thursday and Friday slip to fair. Next Saturday's another good one, with next Sunday our best day of the week. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Tuesday and Wednesday will see this major feeding period of the day, occurring from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. Next Saturday and Sunday, this most active period occurs from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Monday, September the 2nd, we will have a new moon. On the coast this weekend, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Thursday is a three tide day with two high tides, just one low. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday each have a double tide schedule.
All right. This portion of the program is brought to you by the Boat Stop Complex that now has Boat Stop Marina. And folks, let me tell you what. That is a phenomenal, phenomenal facility that just helps round out the boat stop complex. Located on Laguna Shores Road in Flower Bluff, it provides easy access from the mainland to the Upper Laguna Madre, east side crash channels, intercoastal waterway, packery channel, and great mid-coast fishing. And when it comes to the heat that we've been dealing with, you really need to check out those grass beds on the east side. Now, if you need a place to store your boat, if you're fixing to put it up, maybe your beach buggy or more, check out Boat Stop Storage Super Clean and Spacious Units, available in 30, 35, 40, and 80-foot length. There's five boat bay wash bays, GFI outlets in all units. Maybe you're pulling a boat with an RV, then visit Sunset Ridge RV Resort. It's just up Graham Road, conveniently situated between Boat Stop Marina and Boat Stop Storage. See what I mean about just a complete package?
And they still got room to grow.
Oh, absolutely. and the construction continues. Boat Stop Marina's private and commercial memberships are available. A Boat Stop Marina membership is complimentary with the rental of a unit at Boat Stop Storage and is available for Sunset Ridge RV Resort guests. For more information, visit BoatStopMarina.com, BoatStopStorage.com, and SunsetRidgeRVResorts.com. Call Boat Stop Marina at 361-937-2423. That's 361-937-2423. The standard refrain with the heat that we've had on the coast has been, fishing's been good.
Uh-huh.
Particularly, we got away from the rains earlier in the month of August. And the winds have laid. And so over Lake Calcasieu, some great fishing, seeing some great mixed bags coming in. Sabine Lake, lower end, still dealing with a little freshwater on the upper portion of the lake. But the lower portion, salinity levels are increasing, and that's going to improve as we move through the fall months. On the upper and middle coast, we've been saying don't forsake the surf. And that's an option out of the Cameron jetties, Sabine jetties, or, out of the Galveston and other jetty locations, but run into the short rigs. A variety of fish are available. I keep laughing because when I go to Galveston, drive the seawall, I see anglers fishing places that I remember as a kid by Murdoch's, you know.
Right.
But there's plenty of opportunities on West Galveston Island, either side of San Luis Pass and beyond, but some really, really good catches coming in, particularly hearing that out of Port O'Connor, and you can go either up or down. Then San Antonio Bay, something that we don't talk enough about. Lots of reefs in there, and plenty of opportunities in the fall when fish stack up in that deeper water around those reefs to catch some good fish. In the Aransas and Redfish Bay area, redfish aplenty. And this is really the time when redfish are on the move, schooling up. The bulls are around the passes and along the beachfront. The slot size fish still roaming around. And if you've never seen a school of redfish, just the way it turns, a copper color to the water, it's absolutely amazing. And if you hook one, don't set the hook and make them start. Let them take it because they're going to break away from the group.
Mm-hmm.
Then set the hook.
Ah.
Okay, and you'll be able to catch more from it. The Upper Laguna Madre all the way down to King Ranch Shoreline, great fishing. Mentioned the grass beds in the Boat Stop Marina spot. Great opportunity as the heat continues and as we move toward cooler times later in the month of September. Baffin Bay's turned on. Land cut's been great. Port Mansfield, a mixed bag. Seeing some flounder coming in. And then on the Lower Laguna Madre, just wide open. If you're looking for snook, take a look at South Bay. Also the Brownsville Ship Channel. And plenty of mangrove snapper. And don't forget, federal waters till September 6th.
Ah.
Then we go to state waters out to 9 nautical miles.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to East Texas now?
I think we should.
Okay, let's go check out Conroe. All right, catfish are good on baited holes and ledges near structure and shallow at night bass, shallow early, and chasing schools of bait after the sun rises. Fork, Big white crappie are in timber and 18 to 28 feet along creek channels. The catfish bite is absolutely on fire on Lake Fork. Loads of fish in shallow trees around roosting birds. Also seeing a big migration of catfish moving into the 18 to 28 foot range along creek channels. Catfish may be following bait fish just like other fish. Baiting holes with cattle cubes, sour grains will hold the fish in the area. Lake of the Pines, follow the shad to find the bass. Bass are good on brush piles, on points, on the south end of the lake, in 15 to 25 feet of water. With deep-running crankbaits, jigs, wacky worms, Texas rigs, the north end of the lake is producing catches in the grass and the bushes. Nacogdoches, largemouth bass are good on standing timber and hard spots with a Carolina rig or deep crankbait in 15 to 20 feet of water. Bass are averaging 2 to 4 pounds. Tyler, where are we going? Oh, night fishing. Good for catfish and crappie in the lights. Limestone. Largemouth bass are good in 3 to 11 feet of water on Texas rigged, Carolina rigged, finesse jig, swim jig, and a topwater frog if you can find the grass. Crappie are suspended in 8 to 14 feet of water on brush piles, standing timber and power line pylons on minnows. Texoma. A lot of schooling fish in deep water across the main lake river channels and bigger fish schooling on shallow flats. Small topwater, slabs, live bait are working depending on the school and the depth. Look for bigger fish under the schoolies. Doodah.
And that's it.
That's it.
Now it's my turn.
Yes.
And we're going to go to South Texas around San Antonio way, where Lake Calaveras, the redfish kill is over and the oxygen level is back up along the bank line.
Ah.
Redfish are being caught from Jet Ski Cove to Spider Island on live bait. They're also being caught trolling gold and silver spoons and some plastics from the dam to the 181 Cove in 15 to 19 feet of water. Down to the valley, Falcon, where channel catfish are excellent in 5 to 10 feet of water with shrimp, or in 3 feet of water on a cork rig. Bass are good in 8 to 20 feet of water on hard bottoms with plastics and crankbaits. Lake Allen Henry just keeps on crappie fishing. That's all you need to do in 15 to 25 feet of water on minnows and jigs. Coleman, largemouth bass are biting topwaters in the morning. Later in the day, target standing timber with finesse baits. Crappie are good in Rattlesnake Cove. Lake Meredith, the Stilling Basin was recently stocked with catfish and bluegill. Bass are good on minnows and artificials. Walleye are good on minnows, grubs, and other artificial baits.
Hmm. Okay.
To the hill country we go.
Let us do it. Lake Austin, been good. Best at night, flipping docks with big creature baits and big worms, but some good ones in the day as well, mostly early. Buchanan, catfish are good on rock piles and trees in the creek channels and 25 to 30 feet of water using live or cut shad or punch bait. Crappie are good on timber in 20 feet of water. Canyon, bass are on the grass edges in 15 feet of water being caught on a drop shot, LBJ. Crappie are good in 20 feet of water over brush piles with jigs or minnows. Channel or blue cats are good on punch bait in 20 to 25 feet of water over brush piles and creek bed edges. Waco. Crappie are good in 10 to 20 feet of open water on brush piles with live minnows or jigs. Sand bass are excellent on small slabs, small crankbaits, small swim baits, small spoons. 15 to 35 feet on open water humps, points, ridges, roadbeds, and on the old dam is where they are.
All right, on the hunting scene, several things that we mentioned earlier, we'll mention again. Hunting seasons have arrived. Number one, hunting licenses have been on sale since the 15th of this month, of August, and they expire this Saturday at midnight. Do not go hunt or fish Sunday morning
without
the new license, okay? And we mentioned earlier, and we'll give you the early season, because hunting season arrives tomorrow for dove. North zone, September 1 through November 10. Central zone, September 1 through October 27. The six-day special white-winged dove days in the south zone, September 1, 2, 6, 8, and 13. And the South Zone regular season opens on the 14th, which, God, I am so glad. I mean, this is such a great time. Mm-hmm. You can hunt,
yep,
fish.
Right.
I mean, we used to think blast and cast was duck hunting and fishing.
Mm-hmm.
But blast and cast now is fishing and then dove hunting.
Right.
So it's
all happening.
Absolutely.
You betcha.
Okay, what have you been doing? Because I got reports, you know, while I was gone.
Stop it. Anyway, on and off, on and off, on and off. And right. I love these vehicles anyway. The 2024 Kia Sorento X-Pro SX Prestige 2.5-liter turbo all-wheel drive. Okay. Road Rider Brown. Oh, the color on this thing. Rugged good looks. It's a Bob car. It's a midsize SUV, but it's got three rows. I can fit in the third row. You can't. Okay. Anyway, but with the seats down, 40 cubic feet of cargo, which is kind of cool. It's got plenty of safety equipment. The second row of captain's chairs, which I really like, and they fold down. This all-wheel drive with the center lock, several drive modes, including a snow mode. So it's very, very capable. Dual 12.3-inch screens for panoramic display and navigation, surround view monitor, heated ventilated power adjustable front seats and second row captain's chairs heated. That's really nice and makes it easier to get into the third row. The selling point on these vehicles, aside from the quality and the ride and the handling, and 4,500 pounds of towing, is their warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile. That's what's got people looking at Kias, and it's well worth it. X-Pro Extras, matte black alloy wheels, all-terrain tires, increased towing capacity, Bose premium audio, leather seats, upgraded power driver and front passenger seats, heated steering wheel, I said earlier, heated second row, olive brown leather package, carpeted floor mats, and more. 20 miles per gallon in the city, 27 on the highway, very capable vehicle. It is nice looking, good quiet ride, good performance, and a good price. This thing is loaded at 49, but loaded. So, check it out, 2024 Kia Sorento X-Pro SX Prestige 2.5 Turbo all-wheel drive.
Just a word to all you auto manufacturers and your extended warranty.
Yes.
You get beyond 100,000 miles, I'll get excited.
Yeah, because they do have the best warranty in the business, and that's what got people looking at them, and they've delivered the bacon with all the upgrades and the improvements and stuff. They build good cars.
Bacon, huh?
Bacon.
All right.
Bring home the bacon.
We're going to take a break. When we're coming back, we're going deep into hunting season with John Hurlitz, Carroll's Guns in Wharton, Texas, right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals Fortified Cottonseeds Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. We mentioned weather earlier in the program. Mm-hmm. We got some rain in the spring. We got some timely rains, surprisingly, through the summer months. It was a little bit cooler. There are forbs out there, but start your cottonseed if you're not already feeding right now. Seed it with, you know, corn to get them started. This is, as we manage, limited intake. So the deer are going to eat what their body tells them they need. It's not like feeding protein where they eat and they eat and they eat, trying to catch up to have consumed the amount of crude protein, you know, and other vitamins that, you know, they need. It's just a pretty simple deal. The Blind has her cottonseed feeder.
Uh-huh.
Great for feeding cottonseed. And then by the time the rut starts to wind down in January and the bucks have lost 25% of their body weight,
uh-huh,
well, the deer will be there and they'll come and get the cottonseed to get that recovery going much more quickly.
That's surprising. There is a savings, even though it's a free feed thing.
2.5 to 1 savings is absolutely amazing. You can go to Tractor Supply and pick up a few bags.
Right.
And, you know, for more information, go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Find an independent dealer. Watch the video. If you got a big order, give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. I absolutely love the outdoor industry. I know you do too.
Oh yeah.
Because of the people we meet,
sure,
you know, and the people we associate with and the diversity of their backgrounds. And our guest today is just such an individual. He owns Carroll's Gun Shop. Great, great store down in Wharton. Been there just for decades and comes from a firearms industry background. Wealth of information. When I go in to see John Hurlitz, it's never a short meeting. we're always catching up. Good morning, John. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, fellas. I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Outstanding. Thank you.
It is the beginning of hunting season on Sunday, and you know, make sure you have your license. Do you all sell license there at the store?
We do not at this time. The previous owner had gotten out of it, and then we just have not circled back on that yet.
That's all right. Gives her a reason to go in and focus on what their potential for buying. Mentioned your firearms background. Let's start with the state of the industry, because we all remember a few years ago when ammunition, firearms were in short supply. What's your perception of where we are today?
I think on the firearm side of things, we're almost back to normal. We're starting to see some surplus in the firearm side of things. I think there's a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen in November. And, of course, the economy has slowed down.
Yeah, that was my question. You're looking forward to the election?
I have no idea. I've been in this industry for most of my adult life.
Right.
And election years are typically better.
Yeah.
We haven't really seen that yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just because people are not sure what's going to happen, or they bought so much stuff in 2020, 21, 22 that the need isn't really there. But the firearm stuff is good. I just got back from a buying show last week, and there's proof that the manufacturers are starting to build inventories to those levels that they want to make deals. And, you know, incentivize us to stock them. Now, most of us still have a lot more inventory than we might normally have. This summer was especially slow.
Yeah, John, if memory serves me right, which at my age, it's a miracle. Were you not with Benelli?
I was with Beretta.
Oh, Beretta. I shall wash my mouth out then. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. They're owned by the same folks.
Yeah. Because I was thinking about the good advertisements that you got in the John Wick movie where he hands him, to finish up the party, Benelli, the Italian classic.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything new from those folks as we head into bird season?
Really not a lot of innovation on the shotgun side of things. New camo patterns here and there. But, you know, a couple of years ago, the big guys did a big refresh of the brands. And so, you know, that's probably a 5 or 6 year cycle.
Are you saying everybody wants a tool? I'm sorry.
We did see a new kind of refresh last year from Benelli in the Montefeltro and the M2 line. They just kind of flipped them where they sat in the lineup as far as dollars. But that really hasn't been a lot of big impact.
Yeah. Is 12 gauge still the thing, or are you seeing more and more people step down to 20s?
Oh, we're still seeing, 12 gauge will always be king. I think so many people, either that's all they know, or if you're only going to own one gun, it really probably should be a 12 gauge.
Right.
But we are selling 20 gauges. We're seeing a big uptick. I'm constantly on my crusade to make people more aware of the greatness that is the 28 gauge.
There you go.
Okay.
So I'm pushing 28 gauge as much as I can. I've got my guy.
I was going to ask you about that because we've had conversations on that topic, and being an old quail hunter, 28 was kind of like the ultimate in.
Sure. Let me ask you this. Do you have any ammunition for my Sweet 16?
I do. I have some dove shot, and I have a little bit of waterfowl stuff. Never going to have a ton of it.
Right.
But I am going to have enough.
Yeah.
All right.
And we are still seeing some issues on the ammo side.
Okay.
They started telling us, the manufacturer started warning us in January that there was going to be a powder shortage. And we've definitely seen it on the shot shell side. Not so much on the metallic centerfire side. But
all right. Well, listen, we're up against
some. I've got more 410 right now than I've had in years. So, you know, if anybody's shooting 410s, if their kids, grandkids shooting 410s, or they got a judge, they should be able to feed them all.
All right, we pushed this segment a little bit far, so we need to take a break. John, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue talking hunting with John Hurlitz, Carroll's Gun Shop in Wharton, Texas.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of 100 prizes in 7 divisions. There's over $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Transport, Dargle Boats, and Lone Star Beer. There's a winner spotted. Is it you? Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
We continue our conversation with John Hurlitz, Carroll's Gun Shop in Wharton, Texas. And John, I'm going to stick kind of on the shotgun and bird season to get started. We can have you back to talk more. But very quickly, in about a minute's time, any hot calibers on long rifles that that you're seeing?
Right now, anything PRC is got traction. We're selling a lot of 7 PRC, a lot of 6.5 PRC, and a fair amount of 300 PRC. Now, I don't sell a whole lot of those big magnums, but I'll be honest with you, my number one selling cartridge in centerfire rifles is good old 270.
There you go.
Is the bloom off the rose in on the 6.5 Creedmoor?
I believe it has. It's still a very, very good round,
right,
and it will be around forever just because of the numbers that were sold. But
sure,
it is not, the end-all, be-all of rifle cartridges as far as sales go.
Absolutely. I've told this story many times that last year we were both heading to Dilley to hunt dove in the early season. And I needed some more of the Mojo Dove a Flicker. And I called John, and he said...
You raved about that thing.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Had used the Mojo Dove, the Voodoo Dove, they call it now, on a stick, and put those flickers around. And I said, I'll come get it. And John goes, well, let me bring it to you. Now, that was just a friend on friend. That's not your normal operating procedure, is it, John?
If I can, I would. But when we're going to both be in the same camp, I might as well save you a trip, you know?
Sure. What are you seeing inventory-wise? Because there has been a lot of publicity on the Mojo lineup. Wells, a clip on other attractants for Dove.
So I think the king is the Mojo Voodoo Dove, obviously. The Dove of Flickers are really gaining momentum. I just placed my second order, and we're not even into the season yet
right. For
those. And then, obviously, clip-ons. And I have a really neat item. It's made by Mojo. It's just a dove tree. And it's a little tee. It stands about 8 feet tall, and you stick it in the ground, and you clip, you clip a six-pack of plastic birds on it and one Mojo in the middle.
Right.
And it I haven't had the opportunity to try it, but it ought to just have them pouring in on top of you.
I tell you what, going back to that Dove a Flicker, I was talking at the San Antonio Hunters Extravaganza, and a subscriber to Texas Outdoors Journal stopped by and said he was laughed at by buddies when he took the Voodoo Dove and a set of Dove Flickers to Argentina. But when he set it up, and he goes, I sat there and just was covering up, with birds while everybody else is swinging and contorting, trying to catch birds. Mm-hmm. They're just coming in, setting up nicely. So you can add that, John, to your recommendation on that lineup.
Yeah, man, that wouldn't even be fair.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We both brought up and thought about the 28-gauge. Looking ahead to quail season, because there's good reports across the Lone Star State, we're just finishing the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal with my annual hunt forecast. 28-gauge, is that gaining some legs? I know you are a big proponent of it, but what about ammunition and shotguns? We got about a minute to go in the show, or in this segment. Go ahead.
It is. Benelli has come out with a synthetic stock 28 gauge. It's been out in the market, and a Super Black Eagle 3 28 gauge. It's been out in the market a couple of years. Beretta's obviously had their little autoloader. Lots and lots of over and unders out there, including Savage Stevens builds a really nice little youth model over and under. It's reasonable, like $800, that really could supplant 410 as a kid's shotgun.
Cool. Because
let's face it, 410s are frustrating.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Yeah, but a 28 gauge auto, that's like shooting a 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're out of time, so how do you tell people where... I know where you are. How do you tell people where you are heading south?
I'm on 59 going towards El Campo. I'm in between Wharton and El Campo on the left side of the road, just on the left side of the road. You can see us from the interstate.
Right.
Right across from Junior Smokehouse.
Very good. I tell you what, 123 Carroll Road, give them a call at 979-532-3175. Folks, their staff is phenomenal. They know the outdoor industry and firearms. Go see them. John, thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Enjoyed it very much.
Thank you, John. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar. Harold, what's coming up?
Okay. September the 10th, 47th Annual Shelby County Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet and Center at the Wyndham Civic Center. September 12th, Lavaca County Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Hallettsville at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Information on those, go to ducks.org and then visit them in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Remember, hunting season means you need a headlamp and a flashlight and a bunch of other stuff. Get a hybrid light. They charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. They hold a charge 7 years. They can be used to charge your phone. So for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com and at checkout add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, John Hurlitz, Carol's Gun Shop in Wharton. One of the neatest and most fun gun stores, outdoor stores you'll visit.
As I'm sitting there thinking, I don't need anything, but I want, so I may have to go down there.
It's close. It really is. It's close.
Remember, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. A list of our affiliate stations is there. And the shows are archived, too. Just click on Listen to Our Show. And do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.